Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with IRS CIO Todd Grams. Also joining us in our conversation is Jeff Smith. Todd, I'd like to ask you a little bit about the modernization efforts at IRS, but before I do that, in the last segment, we wanted to give our listeners a sense of the scale and the size of the IT shop over at IRS. Can you provide us that context?
Sure, Al. In terms of resources, our annual IT budget at the IRS totals about $1.8 billion, and we employ almost 7,000 employees nationwide in the CIO office. And just to give these numbers some kind of context, the IRS's annual operating budget is about $10 billion.
Let me transition over to modernization. I'd like for you to give us an overview of the IRS modernization program. And can you give us a brief history of this program and the agency's computer systems?
Well, the IRS tax administration system, which collects almost $2 trillion in revenue every year, is now heavily dependent on a collection of 40-year-old outdated computer systems that were put in place when John Kennedy was president. These antiquated systems are known at the IRS as the master files, and they are the central taxpayer database for all taxpayer information, individual and businesses. Recognizing the need that the master file systems would have to be replaced, the IRS has actually made two previous attempts over the past 25 to 30 years. The first attempt was in the 1970s. The effort failed and it was terminated. In the early 1990s, another attempt was made, and there was some progress made in that effort. But ultimately, the replacement of the master files was not accomplished, and that project, too, was terminated. Building upon that and recognizing the continuing critical need to replace these systems, as well as the IRS's two previous unsuccessful attempts, in the late 1990s, Congress created a special Business Systems Modernization Program, which we refer to as the BSM program today.
We understand that this BSM program was in high-risk status when you were appointed Chief Information Officer in June of 2003. Given this status, what steps did you take and what did you learn from this experience?
Well, in 2003, the BSM program was indeed at a critical juncture. Major systems that had been funded to date were not delivered. Performance was inconsistent, and Congress and the Office of Management and Budget were, to be frank, losing patience with the program. When the new IRS Commissioner Mark Everson came on board in 2003, he sent a very firm message that if the program didn't deliver in 2004, that it would be terminated. At that time, he took a couple steps related to personnel. He appointed John Dalrymple as the Deputy Commissioner for Operations Support over all modernization at the IRS, and he appointed myself as the Chief Information Officer over systems modernization. So as a first step with the new team in trying to get the program turned around, we commissioned several external studies to get an outside view from folks who didn't have a history with the program or weren't wrapped up in the day-to-day attempts to deliver product. And we relied on those studies to give us an indication of what needed to be fixed. From those studies, and you can imagine with a program this large and this complicated, they literally had dozens and dozens of recommendations where we could improve. But there were four key areas that stood out that we thought were the major root causes of the problems we were experiencing in the program. And those four key root causes were, one, we bit off more than we could chew. We needed to right-size the program. The number of projects and the size of each project exceeded our capacity and our contractor's capacity to effectively manage them. The second finding was that we weren't, from an IT side of the house, engaging the IRS business units enough in each of those projects. And we needed to get them more engaged, invite them in more, and have them take more of an ownership of the projects, since the ultimate purpose of this is to improve their operations on the business side of the house. Third point was that we needed to improve contractor performance on cost, schedule, and functionality. And finally, the fourth point was that we needed to bring in some outside executives so that we would have the proper balance between professionals who knew how to get things done in the IRS with a good blend of folks who had successfully delivered large-scale IT projects in the private sector. Looking at each one of those, Al and Jeff, we've made significant progress. We now have a smaller portfolio. In fact, the budget for the year after the summer where we made these findings, we actually proposed over a 30% reduction in our own budget, which is very unusual in government. But we recognized we had to do less projects. We had to get smaller, get better, and then prove to people that we were worthy for growth in the future once we nailed the program down. In terms of engaging the business units, we did bring them in and married their role as an owner of the business unit with their annual commitments. The commissioner put in their annual performance commitments that they were now also responsible for delivering these projects. And we also took a relatively smaller role in the governance process at the IRS on these projects. And we asked the business units, and they responded wonderfully, to step up and actually take the chair positions on each of our executive steering committees for these projects so that they were at the table helping to run and govern these projects as a team. On the third point, improving contractor performance, I've been very pleased with what's happened there. The root cause of that particular issue, you know, while all this stuff can be somewhat complicated, it was relatively simple. We were writing contracts that were open-ended. So we reconstructed the contracts where it was appropriate to be either performance-based or fixed price. And that has been one of the key changes, I think, that has helped improve contractor performance in the program. Last but not least, and this may have been the most important change because, you know, if you get the right people working on a project or around you, they tend to take care of the other problems. So it was really key for us to bring in some outside executives to help improve and turn around the modernization program. And I would add, Al, that this is something that we've done not just in modernization, but across IT and across the CIO organization in the IRS. We have been very fortunate to bring in a team from the outside that includes Art Gonzalez, our Deputy Chief Information Officer, Richard Spires, who is heading up our modernization effort now, Linda Gilpin, who runs our enterprise services organization. And they bring this expertise from the outside that is very helpful. And when you team up exceptional people like that with the IRS executives who are exceptional, who we have kept involved at the high levels of the CIO organizations, Bob Albecker, Rick Scorney, Kurt Turner, Kathy Jansen, folks like that, this really has created a phenomenal team. And the success that we've had in the CIO organization over the last two or three years is, I think, directly attributable to having this team of solid leadership at the top. And that has been a very key thing in turning modernization in the right direction.
It certainly sounds as a best practice to bring in these external executives.
I would have to agree with that. When you marry that experience that they bring in running and delivering large IT projects or large IT organizations with the knowledge of the IRS and our systems and how to get things done in government, when you have the right blend there, it really creates a powerful team.
You know, at this point, we can honestly say that you've turned around the modernization program. And in 2004 and in 2005, these were the best years for modernization at the IRS. What systems were delivered?
In 2004 and 2005, I'll highlight our four major systems that we delivered. The first was a new integrated financial system, or IFS as we call it. That was delivered in 2004. It is now the IRS's accounting system of record for our administrative budget, which is the $10 billion I referred to earlier. Another achievement in 2005 for IFS is that it was the first full year running this new accounting system, and we did maintain our clean audit opinion, and that was a major accomplishment for us on the internal financial side of the house. The second project that we delivered in 2004 was expanding our electronic filing capabilities. And for the first time ever now, large corporations and tax-exempt entities can file electronically with the IRS. Another effort that I would put under the title of e-government was a project called Electronic Services, and that created a suite of web-based applications for use of tax practitioners. These applications have exceeded all estimates of utilization and volume that was in our business case. They have been very positively received by the practitioner community. The bottom line here is these services simplify business for tax practitioners as well as our IRS employees. So it really has been a win-win project. And I would say last but not least, we've delivered the first several releases of the master file replacement system that we talked about a few minutes ago. We call this project CADE, that's C-A-D-E. That stands for the Customer Account Data Engine. Now, there's still a long way to go to completely replace the master files. But the success we had in 2004 and 2005 demonstrated that we can deliver on these replacement systems and that we were able to overcome some of the fundamental problems that plagued the earlier program in the 70s and the late 90s.
So you've mentioned that CADE is the cornerstone project for the modernization effort. Can you expand a bit about what the CADE system does and how it's affected operations at the IRS?
Yeah, CADE will eventually replace the agency's 40-year-old master file systems and become the single database to store and maintain all account and tax return data for individuals and businesses. The project's being developed in phases. It'll be implemented over several years with releases now scheduled in six-month increments. And that was a major change that we made a couple years ago. What we did before was try to hit one big release at one point in time during the year, which was right before filing season. So if we encountered major problems at the 11th hour, we had to err on the side of being conservative because we have to have a successful filing season delivered. And what we realized was if we did the major release work and had that scheduled for operation or be ready to operate with that in June or July, we could then set that system aside, and then between June or July and January, the beginning of the filing season, we would simply look at upgrading what we had just delivered for any filing season changes.
And tax law changes.
Exactly, tax law changes. And so that change in the way we approach CADE has been very helpful to go to two releases a year instead of one big bang right before the filing season every year. So in 2005, it was our system's first full year of production. We processed more than 1.4 million taxpayer returns. It's worth mentioning here that, as you would expect, we are tackling the simplest tax returns first, and over time we will move to the most complex. The simplest are 1040 EZs, and these are for taxpayers who are filing a 1040 EZ, who don't have a balance due, who are simply getting a refund. And there are some other ways we've simplified it, but that gives you a flavor of how we've started out. This new system and running through CADE, because in the old system we would process the information every weekend, okay, in a batch, this is more like the type of processing that goes on in say, the banking industry or the financial industry. We are able to process this information now in a day, in a 24-hour period. What that means is taxpayers are able to get their refunds much faster than they could before if they happen to be those taxpayers that we are running through the CADE program. Taxpayers who file electronically and happen to be running through CADE receive their refunds even faster than that. So one of the benefits of this, of course, is to get the money that belongs to the taxpayer back in their hand faster with CADE. We expect this year, filing season 2006, to process somewhere in the ballpark of probably just shy of 10 million returns in CADE. And our target for 2007 is 30 million. So you can see the growth in the CADE program as we go over the next couple years.
How is the IRS's IT management similar to that of the private sector? We will ask CIO Todd Grams to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.